Welcome to Peace Radio. Welcome, Fritz, too. Fritz Knorr and Jeannie McHale are here as well.
It's a great pleasure, Sally. It's always a pleasure to see you. We just came from a gig with you where you were our great cowbell.
And you were a great, what's that thing you play?
That thing? Tuba.
Tuba. I should know that. I thought tuba, sousaphone.
Sousaphone?
Sousaphone is the big thing with the
I've been looking at them on eBay. They're expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, peace band, peace is more fun. That's our slogan. Your slogan. You started it, Fritz. Yep. So, could you just talk a little bit about how the peace band got started and what was the inspiration?
We have the peace band is a group, sort of organized group of people who, and we try to at least add some life to left-wing things happening in town. We would play for the right-wingers, but
they don't ask us
to. And the left-wingers, you know, they are too polite to tell us to leave, so we got a gig.
And the left-wingers love you, Fritz.
Actually, it came from right after when this run-up to war was coming, there was some public demonstrations for peace, and they were real quiet, and I thought maybe something needed to, you know, not only be out on the street and showing that you were for peace, it'd be nice to make some noise for peace too. And it's kind of hard to do without musical instruments. Just can make a lot of noise.
Right. Well, so it's better than yelling, too, which,
you can't do it for long.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you
want to
do
that.
It for long. So that's how it started.
Uh-huh.
And also, partly, about that time, if you remember, some of us are old enough to remember the run-up to war, the permanent war now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In spite of the American book that I read that was profound at the time. I don't know that it would be if I read it now, but it was called War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, written by Chris Hedges.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I have my issues with Chris Hedges now because he's almost a war apologist now. But at the time, he did make some really powerful points in that book in that war makes a lot of very powerful emotions. There's a whole bundle of emotions that come with war, and it's including the obvious ones like vengeance and love for our troops. But there's also this self-definition that our troops are moral and trained and righteous, and their troops are dirty and bad, and so there's a self-definition for it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole bunch. I can't even go through it right now. He went through a big bunch of emotions, and they're powerful, powerful emotions that people have that are bundled up with war, and
they
kind of drive us toward war.
Right. He was a longtime war correspondent. Right.
So he was there, and he related how. Both on a social level, on a countrywide or society-wide level, and on a very personal level, war pulls you in because of the just enormous power of the emotions. But while reading that, there was one emotion that you just can't get through in war. There's one, and so on the one hand, I felt, boy, we're in a world of trouble here on the peace side, because whenever we trot out the sorrow and
anger
of the results of war, that it's just like they always got us whooped, because the solemnity and sorrow of a formal military burial or something just really has us whipped, you know. I mean, they can really, the very same emotions that we would like to portray of the sorrow of destruction and war, they actually have, you know, are working on the same terms. So I came around that the one thing that that we have on our side that they can't come anywhere near, and that's fun. There is nothing fun about war. No, they're fun, just pure joy, fun doesn't exist. So that was where my phrase "peace is more fun" came from, because mm-hmm. I just really wanted to hit on that.
Wow.
That fun is ours, and ours alone, really, and warmongers cannot touch
Yay.
It.
Yay, Fritz. Cool. I've heard that phrase for whatever, however many years the peace band has been up, but I didn't realize that was the origin of it. That's wonderful. I love it. It makes
plus
it even more
fits.
Yeah. And it truly is fun. We just had a gig at Friendship Square for the 10-10-10 environmental gathering, and it was super fun. And, you know, I just glanced around and saw little kids dancing and people grin. We even got a little tiny bit of applause at one point.
They didn't ask us to leave.
No.
So,
no.
Good
gig. Right.
We didn't say pieces on key or that it plays in the right rhythm. We just said pieces more fun.
Right. And we're right. I mean, it truly is. So, what kind of gigs, describe some of the gigs that Peace Band has been part of?
Well, one today was for this 10-10-10 thing.
Sure.
They tend to be, you know, left-wingy things. One time we played the Star-Spangled Band. Well, we play the 4th of July every mm-hmm, year, mm-hmm. the official
Downtown
governmental
city of Moscow
4th of July celebration with
flags and everything.
Military Honor Guard, except not this year. I don't think we got... mm-hmm. Linda Paul organizes that every year.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Somehow she didn't get a military honor guard this year.
Maybe we scared them away.
Maybe we scared them.
Your past.
But we had military honor guard. And so for that, we play the Star-Spangled Banner and God Bless America and stuff
super
like that.
Patriotic.
But I was getting to, for the inauguration party mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. President Obama mm-hmm. That was held here at the 1912 Center. That, mm-hmm. that was, the one time that I played the Star-Spangled Banner and really felt proud of
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
our country. And
it had been a while for a lot of us.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So we play outside, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly
mm-hmm.
outside. Mm-hmm. It's because we can run then.
Well, mostly we're marching. Every now and then we
yeah.
have an indoor
move.
Gig where we mm-hmm. hold still.
Mm-hmm. And we're probably one of the very few bands in town that can actually move. We don't need electronics. So mm-hmm. if people are listening, mm-hmm. if we mm-hmm. do have listeners to Peace Radio.
There are.
All right. Yay, listeners to
we're
Peace
huge.
Radio. There. And who are, if they're listening to Peace Radio, of course, they're the coolest people in Moscow. So... If they, you know, we do play gigs, and here's the thing, but we don't need electronics, we don't need a plug,
mm-hmm.
we don't
mm-hmm.
need a stage, we don't need anything, we just have, because...
We just need for it not to rain.
Yeah,
right,
well,
right.
Rain's bad.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, if you have a gig like that, if you're having a wedding... Well, maybe not.
Well, we really want to do a wedding because we've done 3 memorials.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Each time it was a really important person. We were glad to help out with each of the memorials that we've played for, but we'd much rather
mm-hmm.
we were celebrating something else, like somebody getting married.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Sally and I are mm-hmm. ministers, so we could be a full service.
Anybody planning a wedding, call in
weddings,
right now with your donation to KRFT.
Yeah.
And we'll play for you for free.
So yeah. there's a lot yeah. of benefits to the Peace Band. One is we're free, and one is...
A little maintenance.
One is anybody can join,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yes.
Well,
oh,
mention
yeah.
that first.
That's the big... thing. That's the reason
you don't
I
have
came
to audition.
Down here into the basement, the dingy basement of the KRFP studios, is that, anyone can play, and we would dearly mm-hmm. love to have more players. Mm-hmm.
So what do we have now?
It depends on what, today, for instance, mm-hmm. was a trumpet, a trombone, and a tuba. And
a cowbell.
And a cowbell.
And various great clanky, drummy things.
Plenty
right?
of drums. We always have drummers.
But there's always room for more. Uh-huh. If all you can do is play a hippie hand drum, well, then come along.
Come
and djembe players. We have had an incredible lack of saxophone or reed players. I don't know what is up with them. They think they need to be... It may be because it's such a weenie instrument. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. They just can't play outside, or they can't play...
Of course they can. They're the core of a marching band in high school. So, and I played clarinet outside, so I know it can be done.
Well, we're signing you up today.
All right, Jill.
I donated it to Goodwill 20 years ago.
Maybe it's still there.
So, no, yeah.
Sporadically, we've had everything from French horns and piccolos and accordions.
Oh, right. Accordion.
And every now and then it's someplace where there's a piano and I get to play the piano and
who's
all
that
kinds
guy with
of drums.
The bells. Remember he was playing the bells?
And Greg.
In the Johnson Parade.
Yeah, so just whoever shows up and... have to be a member or anything. If you are into reading notes on the page, Fritz has made a website where people can go look at the charts in various keys according to your instrument. But a lot of
the person out there who thinks they might want to play, if you're interested in it, you might want to just look at the music. Because, like, you know how when you're in a music store, you look at music and say, can I play this? Oh, no, that's too hard or that's too easy. Just go to the website and look at it, and all you have to do is send an email to Sally or the Peace Coalition, and she would forward it to me, and you'll get to the repository of all our written notes, which rarely actually get hit, you know, like right where it's supposed to. But it boils down to if you can play the key of F.
Okay.
If you can play...
So what's the website?
Forget. It's Google sites. Google sites.
Okay.
sites.google.com/
How about this? Esperine, Perrine at potlatch.com. Get hold of me. I'll get hold of Fritz.
Yeah.
We can do it that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And because you're through the Peace Coalition. And there has been some conflating. That's another thing. You know, like sometimes people mistake the Peace Band for the Peace Coalition and vice versa. And I dearly am honored to be here because I love what the Peace Coalition does. But they're somewhat more serious. You do real serious, bring in real serious talkers and do real stuff for peace. We're a little goofier.
You've got to work for peace and you got to play for peace.
There
That's
you
right.
go.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah. And
That's
I think
right.
we all do yeah. some of each.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And certainly here, you know, we do serious stuff too. Bummer news every single time and read the names of the dead in Afghanistan and Iraq and.
We laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, you've got to. It's a balance thing. You've got to. Otherwise, you're just paralyzed.
And if the Peace Coalition has an event, we are available.
You were there.
We're available. So thank you for keeping us in mind.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, peace is more fun. Thanks for the explanation of that, Fritz. I hadn't. That's wonderful. Wonderful background in the fact that that's the one thing that war.
Hopefully there's something else if other people want to think of another emotion, but people act on their emotions a lot. And
yeah, laughter and.
And so if you want fun, when you're playing, when we play today, vengeance and lashing out is the furthest thing from your mind.
You can't do that at the same time. Right. Do you have a slide?
I did. I pulled up a one-minute clip of you guys playing your way into the park on April 24 this year.
Oh.
So I thought when we're done, I'll just click
Let's
over
just
to that
play
and
it.
You can hear it.
So you get a taste of what the Peace Band sounds like. So with a smile on our faces. So, Fritz, do you have anything else? Jeannie, you have anything else to bring us?
Well, tell people to come join us for the homecoming parade on October 23rd. Yeah.
Okay.
Upcoming gig. We're in the homecoming parade, and once again, we had to go with the left wingers because they wouldn't throw us out. we're officially with Judy Brown for representative to the Idaho legislature from District 6.
Yes.
So she's our legislator, Judy Brown. And I think by far the best looking candidate on the state this year. So, you know,
stiff competition.
If we can't play well, at least we're attached to.
Right,
you're going to look
a
good.
Look
you're
going to
look
candidate. And I don't know, you know, whether they sometimes the Democrats will all be together in a big lump, and sometimes they'll break them out.
Small lump.
So I
don't
know.
It's been getting bigger.
Yeah. You know, as opposed to the Republicans.
Because we're putting on weight.
The Republicans ride.
Well, they're always in a truck, log truck.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know who's paying their
bills.
So, the homecoming parade on the 23rd.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Starts
Saturday morning. Join us. Bring your instrument.
Bring your
drum, your saxophone, your piccolo.
If you want to play actual notes, sperine at potlatch.com.
Right.
She'll forward it, and then somehow we'll pry out what that actual website is. notes that you can look at and memorize. And all you have to do is memorize a couple of simple melodies, and kaboom, you're in there.
Melodies we all know.
There's something else that we're going to be working on, though. We did this last year for the first time, and we'll try it again this winter. Since it's kind of a long stretch there in the winter where you don't play outside so much, we're going to see if we can get some people to go to nursing home facilities and play some music people. So,
awesome.
Anybody that would be interested in helping us out with that, we're going to actually play some arrangements. We're going to try to keep on track well enough to be able to go to places like Good Sam and Clark House and play for people.
Oh, good. Fun. Yes. Well, piece is more fun. Let's listen to
So if you can play this well. Or not.
I've got to reload the website. It jammed for some reason. There. Did it go away?
It's there. YouTube just hit me.
Peace Band 2010. Thank you so much, Jeannie and Fritz.
Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, Sally. Yes.
And Jill. Thanks for your work on the radio. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, if somebody sends me a clarinet, I'll start brushing up.
You bet.
Look on eBay. They're pretty cheap.
I was always second chair. I don't want to be up front.
For the style. We really need a clarinet.
We really need mediocre.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.